with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
All right, roll yourself into this. Breakfast rolled. It's Cooper and Una. And 2 days in a row, we are drink and food free, but there is a little distraction in the studio. She's obsessed with her phone, this one.
I'm not obsessed with my phone. I'm looking for a news story that I want to follow up on.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, how about we do the show? How about we do the podcast?
Let's do the show. Let's do the podcast.
We'll do the podcast?
Yeah, we'll do the podcast.
What is wrong with you? All right. We started off with a little bit of a tale-telling about something that I wore in my past.
Scarlet for your ma for having you.
Hey, you leave my mum out of this.
Oh, no, seriously, like, oh my God, I can't believe you did this.
You know, what is happening in Chaperone's life at the moment?
Well, she was on stage in New York the other day. It was actually very funny. And she was wearing a very kind of funky outfit. It was like a red and black halter neck.
Nice.
But it didn't have much on the bottom. So she turned around and she saw herself in the mirror and she was like, oh! And she was like, I gave myself a fright because I'm looking at my ass and I forgot that this was just a thong.
You're fabulous.
God, I forgot my bottom was just a thong.
How can you forget that you're wearing a thong?
But she has a lovely bottom.
Does she?
Yeah,
I haven't seen the clip. You'll have to send it on to me.
It's all good. So yeah, wardrobe mishaps.
Have you had them?
Oh my God, yeah. So many times.
I think we've all had a tag, you know, sticking up. Or have you ever walked out of a toilet and your skirt has been tucked into your underwear?
Yeah, that happened to me at a wedding. Mortal. Absolutely scarlet.
Was it your own one? Oh, best night ever!
It was not.
I've had my own kind of like kind of like worn the wrong thing basically, and I know that you know about this because it was brought up to you yesterday by our boss.
So wait for it.
Do we need more dramatic music for this?
Cooper used to wear black leather pants.
Was it leather or pleather? The cheapy kind of pleather.
They were so pleather.
Like, oh God!
They were so pleather.
My mind just goes to the sweat. Mm. Like really?
No, they weren't sweaty. They were like really. They were like paper thin.
I don't believe you.
And they were kind of like a mixture of oxblood and black. They weren't like totally black. So they were,
oh, funky.
Yeah.
Not. Did you get a rash?
What? Where was I getting the rash?
All over your bum and your legs because the heat rash and the sweat.
They were, as I said, it was like paper thin. And
not a good look for you.
Why?
Were they tight? Were they like super tight?
No, they were like, there was straight leg on them. Like it was,
yeah, they were tight, weren't they?
No,
they weren't tight. They were skinny.
There was a breeze going up with them. But like, here's the thing though. This has been a running thing with my boss, your boss, and other people in the industry that I've been known to wear leather trousers.
Yeah.
But it was for a Halloween costume. I was dressed as a vampire.
And since when did Dracula go around wearing pleather?
Because I couldn't afford the leather ones, Una. So, you know, you say leather trousers, like the white shirt and the kind of the necklace with the kind of...
Oh, God. Thing. I can see it now. I bet you put like...
fangs and black hair dye in and stuff. And
your tuft of hair and your chest sticking out then. Real creepy like. Oh, yuck.
Hey, have you been body shamed on the radio? Has it ever happened to you? If not, there's a new position on opening up. It could be you and Una on the radio really, really soon because this lad is about to walk
out of
the
building. You have a lovely body. It's
You can't say that.
Why? I'm just trying to be offended
now.
Oh my God.
Let me lift you up. High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
And the leather trousers were brought up again in our post-show meeting. And what did you ask for? Photos. Proof. Yeah, the whole thing.
They're infamous. I can't wait to see them. Mm. Oh, I bet you rocked those pleather pants.
You know I did. Oh my God. You sounded like Bart Simpson laughing there. All right, listen. Here's our survey says from this morning.
iRadio's
Survey Says
with Kevin Egan Cars.
Donna, what is our survey asking us this morning?
Survey says today, according to a study, this happens more in September than any other month in the year. What is that?
Happens in September. Oh, this has got me think box going into overload now. There's loads of things that happen in September. Let's get some guesses. 087-1102-107. My first guess
is
going to be a new season of like TV shows and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, September does seem to be. And there's loads of films out at the minute as well coming out.
Yeah.
That's a good shout. Not the answer though, I'm afraid.
Do you want to just double check?
What? Just double check, is that the answer? Yeah, yeah. No, I can see the answer. That's not it. No.
Is it wasp stings? There's loads of wasps around in September.
Yeah, that is a good shout.
Not too many this year, though.
No, I've not seen wasps, but there's spiders are everywhere. It's spider mating season.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're all around.
Spiders are getting it on.
Yeah, and it's not nice. They're everywhere. It's not the answer, though. No.
Can I have another guess?
You can.
Is it that?
Go on, the spiders.
Is it that the sale of sapphires go up?
What?
Oh.
Sorry.
Sapphires.
Is that a Virgo thing or something?
Yeah, and you being a Virgo should know that.
But
sapphire.
I don't believe in that stuff.
Believe in it, whatever. Anyway, you should just know that it is the stone, the birthstone of Virgos, September babies. Sapphire.
Favourite colour is blue as well, so.
That's great.
Yeah, there you
go. It's a conversation starter.
It's a boring conversation starter. Jesus. Anyway.
Hang on a second. I think I have a new sound for every time you two go into a conversation.
Just to give it some life, yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, no, it's not sapphires. Sales.
Sapphires are beautiful.
Is it the collection of saffron? Is that what it is? It's saffron. Come
not
on,
saffron.
You're
sapphire.
Saffron. I'm saying, anyway, right, what is the
question again, please.
According to a new study, this happens more in September than any other month in the year. What is it?
Get your guesses in, 087-1102-107. What do you reckon it is? Our survey says question this morning comes from the mouth of Donald.
It is. According to a new study, this happens more in September than any other month. What is it?
Okay, guesses coming in on 087-1102-107. What are you saying, Robbie?
This happens more in September than any other month. Is it kids going back to school?
Ooh, not this year, though. I wouldn't say because most of them went back in August.
In August, yeah.
Oh, is that a bit earlier? Yeah, no, it's not the answer. No.
Sorry, Robbie. All right, let's get another one.
Morning, guys. Is our survey says today, get every sickness going. I always find back to school,
yeah.
Every single person, second person seems to be sick. And I'm repeatedly snotted on daily in the classroom.
Ugh.
Happy Thursday.
Yeah, Sarah is a teacher. She knows.
It's booger season, baby.
It is.
Yeah.
it's not the answer. Illnesses, no.
Did everyone else have that friend who had a constant snot between their... like on their filter and between the lip and nose?
Oh, yeah, just falling out.
No.
Yeah.
It was always there. It was just like this green... It was disgusting.
Yeah, you gave up saying anything about it. You just went, that's just how they are. So, yeah. Fair enough.
Listen, let them, if they want to sport a booger on their nose, they're entitled to.
Yeah, true.
You're right.
What? Well, I mean.
Oh my God, you were that child.
Yeah.
You were that child.
I was not that child.
Okay, 087-1102-107. What do you reckon the answer is to our survey says today?
According to a study, this happens more in September than any other month. What is that?
All right, get your voice notes quick. 087-1102-107. Our survey says this morning, guesses in on 087-1102-107.
According to a new study, this happens more in September than any other month. What is it?
Okay, you ready for these?
Go, hit me.
Morning all, Tommy here in Roscommon.
Hi, Tommy.
Just wondering, is September the month that we give out about most, about Christmas? You know, you start seeing the things coming into shops now and we start giving out. Oh, it's too early for Christmas, too early for Christmas. I wonder, is that the answer?
Sorry, should have beeped out all of his C words there.
Yeah, we say it's too early, but there's all a little bit of excitement when we see that first.
No, not at all. No, you've been told. We had a meeting about this. You're not allowed to talk
about
it.
I haven't said the word.
You said excited.
I'm just saying what Tommy said.
You said excited that you get it.
Well, we give out about it, but there's a little bit of, ooh.
Sorry.
Yeah, no.
Also, I don't know if anybody, you mightn't have heard what we're doing every day around this time as well, that you need to send a voice note to Una saying, will you buy yourself a frost shield for your car? Have you bought one yet?
No, but would you remind me of something important? Like I need to get a battery for my car key. That's what I don't
have
need.
Have you
a
still not got that?
No, I still haven't got it.
We still right. remind you of that every day as well.
Yeah, so this is Thursday.
Battery roulette now.
You knew this on Monday and it's now Thursday, so it's up to you to sort out your own life.
I know. Yeah, I just
Oh my God!
Yeah. I'm a busy mum of twins. I have a lot to do.
Okay, yeah. You can't use that excuse forever, Mrs. All right, here we go.
Is it that there's more birthdays in September because of it being? So far, I've been 9 months away from Christmas and New Year's.
Huh? Mm. What do you mean? 9 months from... Oh!
I don't like to think about that.
Yeah, yeah, he's on the money.
What?
The answer is September is the month most babies are born because of Christmas festivities. C word, sorry. Yes.
Yeah. We are the product of that, me and you, Donald.
We are.
You know
that,
don't you?
And the more we think about it.
Yeah, I don't like to think about that. No.
Yeah. Magic Mike has a lot to answer.
My parents only did it 2 times and they didn't even want to do it the second time.
Were you this?
It's because you came out.
Are you on my This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Rules, Una, rules. We've got new rules in Rhyme It, which we started today. It was a surprise to everybody.
It was a surprise to everybody.
Including you.
Including me.
During the game.
Yeah.
Even though when I played it with you, I said to you, no passing.
No passing. So there's no passing allowed in Rhyme It now. You have to say a word. You have to give me something to get on to the next question.
Even if it rhymes or not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So let's have a listen to how our contestant got on today. It was Noreen from Clonmacnoise.
Just a little bit.
No, all of it. Ryan, this morning, let's go to Clonmacnoise. Good morning, Noreen.
Hi, Noreen.
Good morning, lads.
Are you well?
Oh, am I well? That's a good question.
Go on, tell us all tell us all about it, Noreen, come on.
Oh, just, you know yourself, trying to get kids out the door, heading for school and heading to work this morning. It's all fun.
You're a very busy mom, and also you are a very busy preschool teacher as well.
Yes, yes, it's great crack.
What is your favourite game to play in the preschool? Like, is it Duck Duck Goose? Is it Simon Says? Is it statues, hopscotch, musical chairs? What is it? Come on, Noreen.
I know something. We love having the wee races.
Wee races?
Yeah.
The wee races we love having. Yeah, it's great. Like, you see the whole confidence coming out of them, and especially because I'm a desperate slow runner, so there's no hope they're ever going to win against me, so they love to get the wee buzzers beating Noreen.
And it's a great way to tire them out, Noreen, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Get the energy out of them.
Yes. Uni, you know, there's no secrets now in preschools. We hear everything that happens at home.
Oh, go on. Any gossip from your lot?
Huh? Oh, Jesus, I'd be fired.
Ah, go on. You're in a safe place. Only you, me, Una, and the rest of the country listening right now.
They're like wee sponges. It's a wonderful job. It really is.
They are. That age, they literally absorb everything. And it is the most important part of their lives, where they're just getting all that information, developing their little personalities and everything like that.
Yeah, it doesn't even feel like work. Every day's a vacation, isn't it? They're saying the song.
It's like being on radio as well.
Yeah.
Imagine, guys.
You come in here, you get abused by Una. You go home to your own family and they're like, how was work? Well, why don't you listen to the podcast and you figure out how my day was?
poor Una, she wouldn't do that to you.
No. Thanks, Noreen, I am.
You are the queen of the airwaves, you know that.
Oh, Noreen, you're going to make me cry. Stop now.
Noreen,
he's jealous now.
A top score of 9 to beat in Rhyme It. Do you know the rules?
Yes.
Okay. All right. You sound confident and no doubt.
Not confident with 9 now.
I don't know, because
you can do it.
You do an awful lot of rhyming in the preschool as well. All right.
I'll try. Okay. We give it a laugh.
Your word you've to rhyme with this morning is?
Still. STILL.
Okay.
Still.
All right.
Okay.
So your 30 seconds starts now.
Sao Paulo is in this country.
Brazil.
A high-pitched or piercing sound is what?
Shrill.
Before a lion eats a gazelle, it has to what?
Pass.
A building with... you can't pass. Before a lion... Just say something.
Bill.
A building with machinery to grind flour.
Nil.
A small shrimp-like plankton of the open seas.
Oh, God. Shrill.
An aromatic herb of
time is up.
Oh, that's shocking.
My God. It's going to be a
quiet... It wasn't shocking.
It's going to be quiet time in school today.
I've had to hide my head in shame now this morning.
I hope all the 3 and 4 year olds are listening to this now and they're going to slag you when you go in.
I'm going to be no longer cool anymore.
What do they call you in school? What do they call you? Miss Water or what?
Sometimes it's teacher. Both of them call me Noreen though.
Noreen.
Yeah.
They'd be like this in school, like their hand would be up. They're like, Noreen.
Yeah.
Lion kills a gazelle. Kill.
Oh, God.
A small shrimp-like plankton in the open seas is krill.
Krill.
Never getting that.
Yeah.
Didn't get too far.
Don't be doing sea. No. All right, okay. Well, listen, come here. We had fun with you coming on and having the fun and games and banter. Did you have fun?
That's always great crack talk to me.
There you go.
Absolute
legend. That's what it's all about. Noreen, you absolute icon. Keep up the amazing work, and we'll chat to you soon. All right,
chat to you in part two, lads.
Bye-bye. Bye, Noreen. Bye.
Part two. When's part two? I don't know. What's going to happen then? All right, that is right, but if you'd like to have a go, if you reckon you could have nailed that and kept going on and on and on, 087-1102-107, and we'll play Rhymes again at the same time tomorrow.
You're on iMornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast
rolls. This took a direction that I didn't expect. You told us about things that people have been sticking in the toaster that you shouldn't normally stick in a toaster.
No, don't be going around sticking things in toasters. No, but people are doing it. They're doing it safely. They're wearing a bag.
Oh my God!
So, yeah, they're a toaster bag. So they're putting in fish fingers and burgers and steak and, cooking it in the toaster.
What else have you been sticking in the toaster?
What was that noise? What are you having for breakfast this morning, Mrs.?
Okay, so I saw something the other day and I don't know how I feel about it.
Okay,
part of me thinks that this is absolutely disgusting.
Okay.
Right? Disgusting.
Now, your levels are quite set low, so this should be really disgusting.
The other part of me desperately wants to try it.
All right.
Okay. So people are using their toaster. And I imagine it's more the student population might be doing this. No shade on the students or whatever. But they're using their toaster to cook things like bacon.
What?
Steak.
Ah, stop.
Fish fingers.
Oh, no, no one's putting fish fingers in a toaster.
They're doing it.
Get back in the sea.
Like, what? Why would you put a steak in a toaster? But I mean, it cooks, obviously, it's just heat, so it... So you'd want to clean the toaster afterwards or there'd be a...
Yeah, but the amount of grease that's going to drip off your steak, it's pretty dangerous as well. Don't put steak in your toaster.
Oh, yeah, okay. Same goes for the bacon then.
Yeah, oh, yeah. No, jeez, no.
Now, I have been known to put bacon in the microwave. You're just having a sandwich.
Like, cook it?
Cook it in the microwave for a couple of minutes,
So you like them rubbery and floppy?
That's grand. It's just
wet.
Time saving. Oh, time saving. No. I've cooked salmon in the microwave. Lovely. Gorgeous.
Cooked it in the microwave?
Yeah.
I would just
throw it in there in a bowl with some water, put another bowl on top, but bang it in for like 5 minutes. Oh, maybe it's more than 5 minutes.
I've done waffles in the toaster, but oh my God. Says you who poaches salmon in the microwave.
Everyone does waffles in the toaster.
Yeah, but I will defrost it first before I put it in the toaster because I don't think you should be cooking it from frozen in the toaster.
Why?
Because with the ice particles and stuff, which is water, which is in with the electrical elements, so it's just dangerous.
Oh, I never thought of that. I don't defrost them. I just lob them in the toaster.
And if it's not cooked properly, sure, to hell with it. Just stick it in your gob.
Pizza and burgers people are also putting into the toaster.
What? Is there a special pocket that they're putting
them
in?
I don't know. They'd want to have some really big toasters. pizza, unless they're the mini pizzas, and burgers.
Yeah.
Do you know what, actually?
What, actually?
Do you know those little packets that you could put in, you put your bread in if you're making a toasted sandwich?
Yeah, I know them,
you put them into the toaster.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe if you put steak in that or salmon in that and then put it in the toaster, it could do the job.
Sure, why don't
you? Be interesting to see.
Why don't you just poach your eggs in the toaster as well?
Can you do that?
No. I think leave toasters for toasting bread and for maybe
waffles.
Doing a waffles.
Pancakes.
Don't be sticking in greasy, meaty food in there.
Do you ever put a croissant in the toaster?
How wide is your toaster to squeeze a croissant?
I squeeze
in
it in. It's gorgeous.
You've ruined the croissant.
No, you haven't. It heats it up.
All right, okay. What do you stick in your toaster? 087-1102-107. Things that you don't normally stick in your toaster. So we were talking about things that you are putting in your toaster, which isn't bread. That's apparently not the only things people put in their toasters. When they told us people are cooking steaks, burgers, rashers.
Fish fingers, pizza, rashers.
How are you cooking a pizza?
It might be one of the mini pizzas, the small ones. Just lob them in there. They come out nice and crunchy, I would imagine.
Putting it on the toaster on its side.
Why would you have to put the toaster on its side?
Have you ever seen toppings on a pizza? If you tip it up horizontal or vertically,
if it's a frozen pizza, they stay
to it. Yeah.
Okay. So I just think this is a bit mad and probably a little bit dangerous.
Wendy in Galway.
Hey, Wendy in Galway.
There's loads of things you can cook in a toaster. You just need toaster bags.
What?
They're little itty bitty bags that fit in your toaster, obviously. And you put your food inside them. I did fish fingers for my son. You can put waffles in and probably also steak or bacon or whatever. But they're generally used for cheese sandwiches and stuff. Brilliant.
I know toasty sandwiches, yeah, in the toaster. Fine. But doing a burger, a steak.
Wild.
Fish. It's bad enough that, like, as much as I love fish, the smell of fish when you cook it, and if you're cooking it in a toaster, the smell of fish is going to be in the toaster then forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is true. At least know this if you're putting in the salmon or whatever.
Yeah, like if you cook the salmon like you have done in the microwave,
yeah,
you looter.
It actually comes out lovely.
Actually, does it?
It does, yeah. It comes out poached. I do believe it's a little tip that chefs actually use.
Yeah. These are the same chefs that say you can cook a steak in a dishwasher.
Never mind the toaster. When back in the college days, one of the lads tried drying his boxers in the microwave. They went on fire, so he took them out, quenched them and laminated them and stuck them up above the fireplace.
Clearly doing arts in Galway. Brilliant. I absolutely love it. All right, keep them coming. 087-1102-107. Una brought us the news that people are cooking fish fingers, burgers, pizzas and all the likes in a toaster. Never mind your air fryer.
No.
Stick it in the toaster. You've had one all your life.
Exactly.
I can't encourage it. We did get a WhatsApp from somebody saying that they use the toaster pocket things, and they stick everything in that, and they make fish fingers and everything in it.
I have one of those pockets. I'm going to try something in them today. I have to try it.
What can we get you to try? Baked Alaska.
Ice cream.
Yeah, with meringue over it. You said you can cook anything in
the
toaster.
No, because that would just melt.
Yeah, well, you said you can cook anything in the toaster.
Right.
All right, Melda.
I have to back up Ona on putting the rashers into the microwave.
Oh, yeah. You said you cook rashers in a microwave.
If you just want them quick for like a club sandwich or BLT, bang them in the microwave.
Is that not meant to be crispy?
It can be crispy. It doesn't have to be crispy.
Okay, let's see how you do it.
And Cooper, they don't come out sloppy.
Sure.
One sheet of wet paper towel.
One sheet is plenty.
Mm-hmm.
Put your bacon or streaky rashers, whatever, on the plate and cover it with a wet paper towel. Pop it into the microwave for 4 minutes, flip it halfway, and they come out as crispy.
What?
Ooh.
Have a good one.
So by using a wet paper towel on top of the bacon, it comes out crispy.
Now, that's something I'm definitely going to try.
That science doesn't compute in my head. You're putting in wet, sloppy meat into a microwave on a paper towel.
Why are you calling it sloppy?
Because it's wet and gooey.
It's just sloppy.
Yeah. And then you're putting a wet paper towel. How does it come out crispy? I don't understand the science.
Listen, Cooper, people are cooking chickens in the dishwasher. You don't have to understand it. It's just, it's happening.
Who's cooking
right now.
Who's cooking a whole chicken in a dishwasher?
I know people who cooked chicken in dishwashers. If you've cooked a chicken in a dishwasher, 087-1102-107, or cooked anything in a dishwasher, for that matter.
We will not find one person who has cooked anything in a dishwasher.
We will, I promise you we will.
This morning?
Yes.
And you reckon we get a voice note or somebody?
Yeah, 100%. Come on, dishwasher cookers.
You've got 14 minutes to send in a message.
Steak is another popular one to cook in the dishwasher. 087-1102-107. Yeah, we will. Betcha.
You'll eat your hat. People are cooking food in their toaster, like fish fingers, steaks, pizzas, and all the likes. And you said that you know people who have been cooking food in the dishwasher.
Yeah, I do.
And I said, we're not going to find anybody. And you're just like, yeah, 087, 1127. And I'm like, Una, we don't have time to try and search the entire country for somebody. Megan is on the phone, though. Good morning, Megan.
Hi, Meg.
Good morning. How are we?
Yeah, I'm all right.
No.
I have a funny feeling. I'm glad I didn't do a bet with you on this one.
Yeah, because I'm going to be doing the I told you so dance. Say that again, Meg.
I was laughing away to myself and thought he should have done a bet with you.
Oh, no. Go on. What have you been cooking in the dishwasher? This is the dishwasher where you clean your dishes. Yeah, go on.
Yes, I have not been, but my confirmation, so I'm 30, so whatever amount of years ago that was, my mother's friend was doing all the food for us, and she cooked the salmon in the dishwasher.
No.
I'm gone.
Yeah. No. Seriously, bye-bye. I'm going to do the I told you so dance.
No.
Because if she was doing the cooking for your confirmation, then obviously, like, you know, the cooker was busy with other stuff, maybe the vol-au-vents and the goujons, yeah, whatever. And 15 years ago, were people using the air fryers then? Yeah. So, I doubt it. So then she was like, what else do I have here? I've got the dishwasher. Okay, let's do this. Let's do this. Let's go. And
I don't think that was the first time either. As far as I could gather, where she worked, this was a common occurrence that that's how they cooked the salmon, was in a dishwasher.
Okay, and was the salmon nice?
I don't know, I didn't eat it. It was cooked in a dishwasher.
John, Megan, that's the answer we needed.
Excellent. So, has anyone cooked and then eaten anything that's been cooked in the dishwasher?
I'm telling you.
The adults did at the time, absolutely. The older ones didn't. I heard great things, but no, it wouldn't be my cup of tea.
You went for the goujons.
I don't know what I went for, but it wasn't the salmon.
It wasn't the salmon.
Something wrong. My father's a chef and still cooks a full salmon in the dishwasher. Shell, stop it. Get them on the phone. Get Shell on the...
Amazing.
Get that chef that's committing crimes against health and safety.
No, this
surely
is great.
That's a health and safety thing if you're cooking food in a dishwasher. Like, do you put in a little tab and stuff like that into
it? Of course you don't put in a tab if you're cooking. Don't be silly. We've got a message in from Enda in Donegal and he says, I always cook jambons in the dishwasher every morning. Ah. Enda, please tell us, how do you do it? Like, what settings do you put on and stuff? You know? This is incredible.
Oh my God, there's something wrong with it. What? Have I woken up in some sort of parallel universe? There's something definitely wrong.
We're just trying everything out. It's good to try new things. Do you
Una,
know what I mean?
You're the person who says, I'm a busy mum.
I'm a busy mum.
And you've time to cook jambons on the salmon in the dishwasher.
Well, I do love jambons. I have a weakness for a jambon. I don't know about out of a dishwasher, though, but we'll see. All Megan, right. Thank you so much. Okay, thanks for sharing that.
Cheers. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There you go. I set you a challenge to try and find somebody who cooks food in a dishwasher, and we've had a plethora of them.
A plethora.
So well done, Una.
Thank you very much.
I'll buy you a jambon after the show.
Missed the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Oh my God. Read my lips. Is that part of the show of a Thursday? And it is where you have to figure out what I'm saying by reading my lips.
Yeah. Now, the thing is, right, no offence, like, but you don't really...
Una was on her phone just there. You were on your phone. Look, swing your microphone right here so I can see you. You right. Absolutely. Okay. Put your phone on. I'm going to confiscate...
I'm not saying anything about your lips because they're lovely and they're luscious.
They ain't luscious.
No, right.
And you're not allowed to say that about my lips.
Okay, but they're covered. They're covered by the beard, the, you know... The hair stuff you got going on there.
It's called a beard.
It's a beard, yeah, your beard.
It's not a rude word.
It's no, it's not. It's a beard. Not. But it's not a real beard either, though.
What do you mean it's not a real beard?
It's not a manly beard. What do you think?
What are you talking about? Why is it not a manly beard? What's a manly beard?
Like a proper beard.
What's a... This you know, is a was beard.
Yours is kind of bitty. It's got bits...
No, it's not.
It's so bitty.
Oh my God.
My point is, I was trying to make, if you'd let me finish, that when you're talking, it's difficult to see your lips with the little bit of hair tuft. That's
you
going
are
on.
Full of nuts. You know, you are.
Oh my God.
Your brain is more bitty than my beard is. Anyway, here's read my lips. I am ready for this game, and this game is called Read My Lips. Now, Una, can you see my lips?
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, I can see them.
Good. Oh, we have to listen to her as well. Okay, so Read My Lips is very simple and straightforward. I'm going to speak some words to you.
Yes.
And you've got to read my lips. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I'm going to be saying yet. Yeah. I have a piece of paper here that I haven't looked at. Donald has come up with a couple of sentences. And you have to try and figure out what I'm saying.
Right.
But you're going to have noise-canceling headphones on your head.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to be able to hear me.
Okay.
So can you please put on your noise-canceling headphones? And Una's going to try and figure out. By the way, we can still hear you.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry. Una thinks when she takes her headphones off that no one else can hear her. Can you
Hello?
Hear me? Can you hear me?
What?
Okay, okay. First one, here we go.
First word.
Oh no, not again. I can't go for this. All right, okay. All right, first one, here we go. Your pumpkins
Your mama.
Your pumpkins.
Your puppies. Are.
Far.
Fine.
Bigger.
Bure.
This.
That's.
Year.
What?
Year. Year.
Electric.
Than.
That.
Last.
The. This, that, these, and those.
Your.
Door.
Your.
Sure.
Your.
Your.
Pumpkins.
Puppies.
Pumpkins.
Marbles.
Pumpkins.
What?
Pumpkins.
Publicity.
No, take off your headphones. Your pumpkins.
Oh, your pumpkins.
Yeah. Are far bigger than this year than last. All right, the next one. Put on your headphones. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay. The.
The.
Crusts. Crusts.
Christmas.
Oh. Crusts.
Croutons.
Crusts.
Crisp.
Crust.
Crushing.
Crust.
What are you doing with your mouth? Oh, that's disgusting. Go again.
Crust. Your.
Britvic.
Oh my God. Oh, why am I getting chest pains?
What?
What? Your.
Your.
Crusts.
Twist. Your twist.
Are.
On.
My.
My.
Favorite. Favorite.
Faffily.
Part. Take off your headphones. Remove. Your crusts.
Your crusts.
Are my favorite part.
I didn't do a good job, guys.
No,
no. No, I didn't do a good job.
We'll do one more, okay? My.
My.
Spirit. Spirit.
My. Smartphone.
Animal.
Will you go slower?
Animal.
Lobbed. Go on. Lobbed.
Is.
The.
Ah.
Aha.
Lazy.
La.
Sloth.
That.
You did it.
That.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah, you did it. My my spirit animal is a lazy sloth.
Oh my God. That's so bad.
You didn't get any of them.
Well, it was hard today. You open your mouth and you go so fast as well then, like, enunciate, pronounce. Oh, I get what you said there.
Missed the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
After 9 o'clock, what's your favourite game?
Truth or Trash.
It was fun today, wasn't it?
Loads of fun. Mine was great.
Oh, hi, Mark. What's a father? What's his name? I'm great.
I'm great.
Aren't you just?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not as great as Cork people, though.
Hey.
Truth or Trash.
All right. Let's see who's going to win today. Probably me, because I win every day. It's my game. All right, Donald, what have you got for us in Truth or Trash? What fact is in your face do you want to direct towards us?
Ma, it's an animal fact. You'd be happy to know.
Wouldn't be like, yeah.
You know, back to the animal facts.
Donald's Book of Animal Facts.
Vets in China have shown naughty panda videos to captive pandas to encourage mating. That's how they're getting them going.
Is it in black or white?
Some of it is, yeah.
I'm going to say that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Because are they an endangered species?
Giant panda, yes.
Yeah. So that's why they need more giant panda babies.
Or are they just too lazy and can't be bothered?
Well, I mean, they might be going through some stuff. You know, low libido is caused by a lot of things, Donald.
Right. Yeah.
Low libido.
Lola Beato.
Who's she?
Yeah, yeah, who's she?
Not Lola.
Hey, guys. Feeling down? Feeling down? I'm at Lola Beato.
My God. Sounds like an anime character.
Don't tell me you haven't heard of Lola Beato.
Low. They're two separate words, Una.
Yeah. Low libido.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah.
Right now, I've low something.
what are you saying, Cooper?
I'm saying trash. Then again, you know what? Because pandas are quite active anyway, getting them to sit down and watch TV, they're like infants watching them play. So
yeah.
I'm saying trash.
Trash, truth and a trash. It is true. 60% of pandas haven't a single care about mating. So this method was used to try and fight the population problem.
But did it work?
Yeah, it did, yeah. It got them going. Oh, yeah, we'll
got
try that.
Got them off the low libido.
Yeah, yeah. Off herself,
stop
yeah.
saying it like that.
Low libido.
Hey, are you suffering from low libido?
Talk to Donal.
All right, Barack Obama is in town, and he's going to be in the Three Arena tomorrow, and it's a sold out show. Yes. Sold out show, and they're giving him the key to Dublin. He's going to be able to graze sheep in St. Stephen's Green. That's part of the key to Dublin thing.
Yes,
and also to celebrate his arrival, they've done a special message on the Lewis when it gets to the Three Arena, and it's Barack Obama saying, "Welcome to the Three Arena." That's my fact.
Oh, well, I'm going to say that's true.
He has got a standout voice, yeah. Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah, I'm going to go with, yeah, true, because that would be good to hear.
Next stop, the Three Arena, Mind the Gap, and Shad Stadile, and Tree Reams.
No, it's trash.
No, you've just done AI for that. Yeah.
It would be cool, though.
Yeah, it would be cool.
Jump on board that one.
Yeah.
All right, so that's me. Also, I don't even know. Like, I use AI to translate
that
Irish.
Doesn't sound like Barack Obama.
It does a little bit at the start.
And Shad Stadile.
No.
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 And Tree Reams.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's Fader Lynn. Okay, so my fact. In County Offaly at the moment,
there is a company
that is trialling a new security measure.
Yeah.
So to get into the building, each person must put their tongue against the tongue tester. This is because
something about cousins.
No, this is because this is because each of us has a different tongue print. Mm-hmm. So just like a fingerprint, employees are required to put their tongue print up against the tongue tester, and they will be allowed in. They must wipe down the machine before they go to leave it ready for the next employee. Oh. And this is proving very effective in County Offaly.
That'll make it all safe again after a quick wipe, yeah.
Well, no, the sanitizer and stuff, like. Yeah, yeah, no, they have a proper wipe, yeah.
Or just lick it clean, be fine.
No.
Well, you do have a tongue print. That bit of your fact is true.
Yes.
I know.
And what? It's individual to all of us.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You do have a tongue print.
Yeah.
But that's
why have
far
you picked on the people
go.
From Offaly licking screens, Una?
Oh, what?
Yeah, every time it's somewhere. People of Offaly.
I love Offaly.
Yeah.
How do you fall, yeah? It's not my fault that this is trialling Offaly. I don't know why you're taking
it. Is your
this
fault
is a new security measure. Like,
why do they need
it's proving very effective.
Why do they need extra security in Offaly?
Because they're breaking in.
Oh yeah,
because they found
they've all got the same thumbs.
They were able to get past. They were able to fool the fingerprint machine, you see, but they can't fool the tongue tester.
So are you saying that burglars in Offaly, their tongues are hanging out and like leaving tongue marks, and so they're going to use that to try and identify the?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
How to get in a building, you use your tongue.
How to get into this building, you use your tongue on the tongue tester.
Gain entry, you use your tongue. That's what it is said.
Yeah, the tongue tester kind of sounds like an adult toy, but anyway, it's not my fault. That's the name of it. Yeah, it's proving very effective.
It sure is.
And the rest of the country may follow suit. So we might be doing it in here. The tongue tester.
No.
You.
I'd say,
I'm locking it in for a yeah, that's true.
Oh, the way you said it, it's got to be true. Yeah. I've got everything it about it.
Donald says true.
Yeah. Oh, you guys, I was fooling you.
Yeah. What? Oh, really? Oh. Wow. Offaly again. That's three times in the last 2 weeks Offaly's had a mention. Just
I love, exactly, because yeah. I love Offaly.
It's never good things you say.
No, yeah. It's not. What are you looking at?
What am I looking at?
What are you looking
I'm
at?
I'm just trying to, like, gather my thoughts and stuff. It's like, not only are they doing Barack Obama doing messages for the Lewis, they're doing it for space in between your ears.
Mind the gap.
Want even more banter? Set your alarm or just subscribe. Either way, you're sorted.
This is I'm Rings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.
And that is our podcast, Breakfast Rolled. Hope you enjoyed it and you had as much fun as Una did.
I had so much fun. So much fun today.
Yeah.
I just love slagging you. Yeah. It's just the reaction, you know?
Just check your diary there because you have a HR meeting right after the show. Thanks for following and subscribing. We'll see you tomorrow. Don't forget, live on air, 6 till 10 a.m. on iRadio.